Another kidnapped child has been found. Last night in Nevada, police rescued a 10-year-old girl who was taken from her bed in Riverside, California yesterday morning. A former babysitter is in custody. Brazen abductions of children from bedrooms, yards, and parks have been big news lately. The names of the victims have become familiar: Danielle Van Dam, Elizabeth Smart, Samantha Runyon, Erica Pratt. The attention has triggered anxiety in parents and kids, even though these kinds of abductions are rare and declining, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It's been a rough 7 months for parents and kids watching television news.
What's the emergency?
My daughter is not in her bed this morning. She's only 7.
What's your name, ma'am?
Brenda Van Dam.
And it's V-A-N-V-A-M.
Yes.
She turned around. She observed the suspect taking her baby that was in the carrier out of the van, jumping into a car and taking off.
We believe that Elizabeth is still living, and we feel urgently that we need to find her. We're grateful for your help. Thank you.
Jessica's abduction is the latest in a string of kidnappings in California this summer. On Sunday,
Virginia authorities have issued an amber alert asking the public to keep an eye out for Jennifer Short.
Please, I hope this is a good lesson. For parents, you got to watch your kids. This has been happening too often.
Hey, who's next? What's your name?
Fernanda.
How are you doing today? We're going to do your fingerprints, okay?
The message and the news stories have parents reacting by the thousands, downloading child safety kits from the internet, organizing neighborhood watch patrols, joining searches for missing kids, and hauling their own kids to child identification fairs like this one in a Salt Lake City suburb last week.
We're going to do your right footprint, and we're going to make your footprint on here so we can find you at all times. Does that sound great? Okay.
A Salt Lake Community College police officer presses fingers and feet to ink from babes in arms to bewildered teens. The ink-stained appendages are then pressed to paper, and the dossier begins. Digital photos are taken and attached, hair is snipped for DNA sampling, and parents note identifying marks. Bubbles the clown tries to make it all benign with balloon sculptures for the kids.
Alrighty then, here is a butterfly, a pink one.
25-year-old Amber Peterson stood in line with baby Jordan held on a hip, and eyes firmly fixed on 3-year-old McKay, who toddled around the room. Life has changed, Peterson says, since Elizabeth Smart was abducted at gunpoint in June from her own bedroom a few miles away.
That really did open my eyes that anything can happen anytime, anywhere, any place. And I think I have been a lot more aware of my surroundings. I'm very watchful as to where my children are, if we're at the park or at the grocery store, especially just in our home. I'm very sure that my windows are locked and my doors are locked at night just to make sure nothing happens.
Similar fears are heard at a playground near downtown Los Angeles, where kids swarm over slides and swings and parents watch more closely than ever. Kareen Thomas is from Echo Park, where one recent kidnapping occurred.
I've taught my daughter, self-defense. You have to start early. It makes me feel really paranoid, but I have. I told my daughter that if she ever got picked up by a stranger without my permission, to take her thumbs and in the eyeball. Because nobody would expect that from a little kid. And it's wacky. It's really wacky.
Nancy Santos notes changed behavior in her 7-year-old son.
Well, he's always with me, next to me. I never leave him alone, for one. He's actually clinged on to my leg more since he sees the news, and he sees all these abductions of all these kids, and he's just closer to me now. He even wants to sleep with me. That's how bad it is.
The overwhelming nature of this problem is perhaps not what parents think it is. We don't think there's an epidemic, and the good news is that the total numbers of cases have actually been declining.
Ernie Allen directs the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which has been flooded with calls from worried parents. Allen says new Department of Justice statistics show that the violent stranger kidnappings dominating TV screens and spooking parents are relatively rare, perhaps 100 a year. That's down 2/3 from a decade ago. But Allen is not dismissive of the concern.
We have tried very hard to put this whole problem into perspective, to send a message to parents that they don't need to live in fear, that they don't need to be paralyzed by fear and feel like they can't ever let their child out of their sight, but that they need to be cautious and they need to be prepared.
Allen endorses the Amber Alerts, the fingerprinting, DNA samples, and ID kits, and the other precautions parents are taking because of the more general threats to children. 58,000 a year are victims of short-term abductions, usually involving sexual assaults. Thousands more are reported missing as runaways or in custody disputes. So responding to the rare cases, Allen says, protects kids from more common abductions.
The result of this is going to be a generation of kids who are not terrified or traumatized or paranoid, but a generation of kids who are safer.
If parents do it right, says Dr. Georgia Witkin, director of the Stress Center at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, who writes about kids and disasters and stress.
The danger I see is either overrepresenting it and frightening parents to the point where, they, instead of being practical, they really become panicked. And the second danger, of course, is as parents become overly anxious, so do children. They really catch stress from us, just like an epidemic.
So Witkin says the response from parents requires a delicate balance.
Make sure that it's not, in fact, expressed in the house in a way that's going to frighten the children. Let them know it's part of what you do as a parent to take care of them, and it's good, and it's practical, and this is what's going to keep them safe. Not the world is a very dangerous place, and they should be scared, and that you're scared. That's not a healthy response.
At least one of the kids fingerprinted in Salt Lake City last week seemed reassured. 13-year-old Kelsey Sparks was matter-of-fact about the prints and photographs and snippets of her hair.
Because I want to be safe. And if I get kidnapped, I want my family to be able to find me easier.
And none of the parents asked seemed to care about the rarity of the abductions that frighten them or the fact they're in decline. Brandy Hudson has two daughters aged 11 and 14.
It doesn't make any difference in my attitude because I'll still always be protective because they're mine. And that's my job as a mother. It's my job to be protective over my children. Whether it declines or it inclines, I'm still always going to feel the same.
There's also the randomness of these recent abductions. They may be rare, but they still happen to someone. Ed Smart says he never even dreamed it would happen to his daughter, Elizabeth. The 14-year-old is still missing after her abduction from her bedroom 10 weeks ago.
I think that as bad as it seems to have this awareness and to be concerned, that it is definitely beneficial to so many of these recent abductions that they can be found right away, that people are watching out for each other. And you don't want to see one child abducted. I'm hoping that it's going to decrease and decrease and decrease. I really hope that happens.
Since his daughter's disappearance, Smart installed lights around his home, bolstered the security system, posted watchdogs both inside and out. And the family prays, he says, and prays often. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.